Hey guys, it's Art the Mike, and welcome to the 10th episode of Global Groove, the show where politics gets spicy beyond the West. I'm here to talk about the big moves, the small wins, and everything in between, from the streets of Sao Paulo to the quarters of Beijing. That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest. I'm diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines. If you're new here, go check out my other podcast explaining everything that happened in Mozambique leading up to the elections and protests. For the others who have already listened to them, welcome back. Glad you're here. All you have to do is just buckle up and enjoy the ride. Today, I'm changing things up a little. You know, when people talk about Mozambique, like I have been doing for nearly 5 months now, it's often about political history or past struggle. But there's much more to this country than that. Mozambique is stunning, vibrant, and full of life, and today we're diving into all things that make it special. So whether you're thinking of visiting, have Mozambican roots, or just love discovering new places, stick around. This one's for you. All right, let's start with nature. Mozambique has one of the longest and most beautiful coastlines in Africa, 2,500 kilometers of it. That's about the same distance from Barcelona to Latvia. Picture white sandy beaches, clear blue waters, and some of the best diving spots in the world. If you've never heard of the Bazaruto Archipelago, look it up. It's unreal. These islands have dunes, coral reefs, and marine life that you'd usually see in nature documentaries. We're talking whale sharks, manta rays, sea turtles, and even the rare dugongs, or also called sea cows, which are like underwater elephants, but like way cuter. And it's not just about the ocean. There's also the Gorongosa National Park, which has made an incredible comeback in the last few years. It used to be heavily affected by war, but now it's a thriving safari destination with lions, elephants, and some of the best conservation projects in Africa. Now, Mozambique isn't just about beautiful places. It's also a mix of different cultures. You've got influences from African, Portuguese, Indian, and Arab traditions, which mean really rich and unique cultures. The music is amazing. There's marabenta, a high-energy guitar-driven sound that'll get you moving, and timbila, a traditional xylophone-style music that has been around for generations. You'll hear a mix of these, plus a modern Afrobeat influence, especially in Maputo, where the music scene is constantly evolving. That was Samara Benta. I bet you couldn't resist from busting out a move. I know I couldn't. And the food? Oh man, if you love seafood, you're in the right place. Mozambique is famous for its piri-piri prawns. There's also matapa, a dish made with cassava leaves, peanuts, and coconut milk. Simple, but so good. And I can't forget to mention my three favorite dishes. Caril de camarão, or prawn curry, which is prawns with coconut milk and Indian spices. And camarão de alho, a garlic prawn, which is basically what the name says. And then, of course, frango a la zambeziana, which is chicken with coconut milk and a bit of lemon, which is incredible, by the way. And a lot of people don't realize it, but Mozambique is growing fast. It has one of the biggest natural gas reserves in Africa, which is bringing in investments and development. Maputo, the capital, is a great example of it. It's got cool street art, new cafes popping up, and even a growing tech scene. One of the biggest projects in recent years is the Maputo-Katembe Bridge. It's the longest suspension bridge in Africa and a huge symbol of how the country is modernizing. The life in Mozambique is also one of a kind. If I do say so myself, Ponta do Ouro is the place to be, especially for New Year's or Christmas. It's a city by the beach that's an hour drive away from Maputo, the capital. And there, you spend your days swimming, surfing, sipping coconuts, and eating prawns. And you spend your nights partying on the beach. And when walking home, stay by the shore because if you're lucky, you might find turtles laying their eggs. Of course, like any country, there are challenges. But there's also a lot of hope. Young entrepreneurs, artists, and conservationists are making a real impact. And there's a strong sense of pride in building something better for the future. So yeah, Mozambique is more than just its history. It's stunning, diverse, and full of potential. Whether you're looking for adventure, great food, or a new perspective, it's definitely a place worth knowing about. I think Mozambique is worth adding to your travel list. But that's all for today's episode of Global Groove. Make sure to follow us for more updates. You can find us on Instagram at LFB Web Radio and hit up our website, www.radiolfb.net. Don't forget to share your thoughts and let's keep that conversation rolling. Until Friday, keep that groove going, stay curious, and stay bold. Here's Lingoma by DJs Boo and Zahara to start your week off right.